The Canadian Food Inspection Agency, CFIA, is addressing the urgency of its call for a cull of more than 300 ostriches at a farm in Edgewood. The agency is continuing to care for the birds at Universal Ostrich Farm while an interim stay order from the Supreme Court of Canada remains in place. The CFIA will continue to provide appropriate feed and water to the ostriches under CFIA veterinary oversight, the agency said Friday, September 26. The CFIA will be using feed provided by the ostrich farm's regular supplier once it is delivered. CFIA said an initial count of the ostriches shows there are between 300 and 330 on site, while a more precise number is being sought. The CFIA also identified an ostrich with compromised health and is consulting the owners about any pre-existing treatment plans that they have with their private veterinarian. The agency says there are potential animal and human health risks associated with the ongoing delay in implementing disease response measures at the farm, including destruction of the infected and exposed ostriches and decontamination of the infected and exposed environment. Evolving science underscores urgency of action. Following the confirmation of the presence of H5N1 in the herd of ostriches from polymerase chain reaction, PCR, testing in December 2024, the National Center for Foreign Animal Disease, NCFAD, laboratory in Winnipeg isolated the virus and complete whole genome sequencing. Additional laboratory analysis of the original samples has determined that current HPAI infection in these ostriches is a novel reassortment not seen elsewhere in Canada, the CFIA said. This assortment includes the D1.3 genotype, which has been associated with a human infection in a poultry worker in Ohio. Laboratory analysis also found this novel reassortment event has enhanced the pathogenicity of this particular H5N1 genotype. Even minimal quantities of the virus could be lethal, with a rapid time to death of 4 to 5 days in mice exposed to even low doses. By comparison, the B3.13 genotype, originating from a USA dairy cow, resulted in mortality within 3 to 6 days, but only at substantially higher doses. In continuing its explanation, CFIA says genomic epidemiology analyses traced the spread of genotype D1.3 and demonstrated that the samples collected at the farm are direct genetic ancestors of those collected in Ohio and Missouri in late 2024. CFIA maintains that its stamping out policy aims to protect human health, animal health, and international trade access. Canada's animal health status is an essential element of agricultural exports and the national economy. Our stamping out policy for highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, plays a critical role in animal disease control and preparedness. Under the stamping out policy, all of the birds on infected and exposed premises are depopulated. The agency has also answered a long-sought question from the farm and supporters of why additional testing hasn't taken place following the detection 9 months ago. There is no post-detection testing of exposed birds to exclude individual birds to exclude them from depopulation, CFIA said. The application of the stamping out policy for this farm has been upheld by the Federal Court of Canada and the Federal Court of Appeal and is supported by scientific evidence. Our disease response aims to protect both public and animal health, as well as minimize impacts on the $6.8 billion domestic poultry industry and the Canadian economy. This supports Canadian families and poultry farmers whose livelihoods depend on maintaining international market access for $1.75 billion in exports. In the meantime, nearby Vernon residents are wondering if this disease is so concerning, what it is being done to prevent the spread with so many people currently at the farm. There are both dozens of supporters protesting the cull, RCMP officers maintaining the peace and CFIA agents coming and going from the property. In the first few days of RCMP and CFIA presence on the farm, no proper protective equipment, PPE, was worn as officials were on the property right next to the ostrich pens. CFIA agents have since been observed wearing PPE while in the pens and disinfecting themselves. The agency reminds those at the farm that it is an offense to obstruct or hinder an analyst, inspector or officer who is performing duties or functions under the Health of Animals Act or the regulations.